morning, the Exotic Vet. Chrissy speaking.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I just wondered if I'd be able to get a rough price off you. What is up? I've got a cockatiel
yeah.
in its beak that continued to grow.
Okay, yeah.
And I just want to... So basically, I just need to get it trimmed, that's all. I just want to find out if there's a set price or something like that. Or
yeah, so if we've not seen them before, we do need to do a health check beforehand.
Okay.
So the health check's $179. And then if we were to sort of go ahead with the beak trimming... let me just see. The initial beak trim $60, and then
okay.
if we were sort of to do it sort of monthly or every few months, depending on how quickly it grows or sort of, yeah, how bad it is, it would be $50 after that.
Okay.
But depending how we sort of go, usually cockatiels we can do them conscious, but sometimes it can be quite stressful.
Yeah.
For them, and we might have to do a quick sort of, like... GA under an anesthetic.
Okay.
But that's why we do the health check first, just to make sure that everything's all good,
yeah.
and to make sure that we don't sort of have to do that if we don't need to.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's sort of what we start off with, and then, yeah, depending sort of what the vets decide, sort of how frequently we need to do it, or if there's sort of other things that we might be able to sort of do to help with the beak not growing
okay.
so quick and all that. The vets
yeah.
will chat about it during the consult. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really funny. The it's actually got like it's got like two brothers basically, and
oh, yeah.
theirs haven't grown at all.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
and they're like 3-4 years old, but this one, it's
yeah.
just it
this
just this has happened almost overnight. It's gone so
yeah. okay.
it's really strange.
Yeah, that's why, like, I guess that's why we do, like, the health check, just to make sure there's not sort of any underlying things that might be causing the beak to grow so quickly, or that they're
okay.
not sort of grinding it down as they should be, because
yeah.
it can sort of be, like, environmental and nutritional things that we can look at as well
okay.
To help with it all. So, yeah, that's why we sort of start with the consult. And we can always do the beak trim during the time of the consult when if we book
yeah.
out enough time as well. So that you don't have to, yeah, come back for it or anything like
okay.
that.
Yeah,
he's
actually in an aviary, so he's a bit of a bugger to catch to start
okay.
with.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So he'll
yeah.
probably have a heart attack me trying to catch him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that can be quite stressful.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do have you got any appointments left this week at all?
Yeah, I do. Like, I have sort of one this afternoon at 2 o'clock, which otherwise I've got tomorrow. I've got a morning appointment at 10:10, or I've got some afternoon appointments to 4:00.
Probably Thursday or Friday, actually.
Thursday, Friday, yeah, that's okay. Thursday, we're pretty free all day, so I could do anything between about 9 and 11:30 in the morning, and then between 2 and 4:20 in the afternoon would be the last
okay.
one.
I'll just look up. My daughter's doing exams at the moment. I'm just going to find
yeah.
out when her,
yeah.
because they like stay home when they don't have an exam. So I'll just
yeah, yeah, no, true,
sorry.
Yeah.
Wait for a sec.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't find the bloody schedule. If I can't find it, I'll have to give you a call back.
Yeah, that's okay. Because, yeah, so we've got Friday open in the morning as well, pretty
okay.
much anything between 9 and 11:30 as well. And a couple in the afternoon from 2 o'clock. So.
Yeah. So on Thursday, I said pretty much all day?
Yeah, anytime pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Maybe, wait, hold on a sec. Check. Check my work calendar as well.
Yeah.
How would 9 o'clock be?
Yeah, on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We can do that. That's easy.
Actually, yeah, I'll make it 9:30 in case I have
yeah.
trouble catching it.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Not a problem. All right, we'll go 9:30 on Thursday. Perfect. You guys haven't been to us before, have you?
No.
No? All right, I'll just make you a file. So do you want under your name, the bird?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, what was your first name?
Dave.
Dave?
Yep.
And your last name?
Yeah, Gosso. So it's G-O-S-S for Sam, O-W.
O-W, yeah. And your best contact number?
Yeah, 0417-017-734.
Perfect. And an email address?
So dgosso.
Yeah.
At bigpond.net.au.
And what was your home address?
111 McDonald Road, Margate. It's MACDONNELL.
That's why. Wait, so MAC.
Yeah.
DON.
Yeah, double N.
Oh, double N. Sorry, my system. There we go. System just didn't want to find it. Okay. All right. And are we a male or a female cockatiel?
Yeah, it's a male.
Male. All right. I'll add him. And what was his name?
Chili.
Chili.
It's my daughter's bird that she,
Yeah.
Stop paying attention about 9 years ago now.
Yeah. Nah, that's okay. That happens a lot. And do you know how old he is?
Not sure anymore.
That's okay.
Maybe 3-4 years. But I'm not
yeah?
sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll pop 4 in. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So I've got you booked in this Thursday at 9:30. I will just send you an email with a little questionnaire attached to it if you're able to fill out sort of whatever you can just about sort of what he eats, how he's housed and that sort of stuff just so the vet can have a look at that and then chat to you about anything like that as well. And then we also do a little fecal check under the microscope as well as part of the consult just to make sure that there's no sort of parasites or things like that as well.
Okay.
But we'll have time to do the beak trim if we need to go through with that one.
Okay, no worries.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll see you 9:30 on Thursday.
No worries. Cool,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.